Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This should be a special chus from Rabbi Shlita and for Mordechai Gimpel ben Avigal Chaya. You should have a Yeshua Gedola. We're basing this on the Parad Yitzchak Maimer Tesvav and Chanukah. The first galus of the Jewish people was explained and explicated in the Torah in the Bris Bein Habisarim. So that's what's said explicitly. But within this parasha, there's also an implicit, a more covert, an allusion to the Galios. It says in the pasuk, "Ema chashecha gadol and ofelas alav." Chazal darshan, "Ema's bavel, chashecha's madai, gadolas yavan and ofelas is Rome, Roma." There's the four Galios, bavel, madai, yavan, and Rome. So now we're in the parsha of Yavan. So let's talk about Yavan. Yavan is called gadola. "Ema chashecha gadola." What's the connection between gadola and Yavan? In the etzem cheshman of the Arba Malchias, we see that Yishmael is omitted. Where did he go? Even though the Jewish people were under the rule of Yishmael for a number of doros, and the Maharal was already omed on this in his Ner Mitzvah. And the Maharal explains as follows, that the Mitzius of the Arba Malchios is stipulated on two conditions. Number one, either the Malchus explicitly takes their Malchus from the Jewish people, like Bavel, or the Malchus is built on the Churban of a previous Malchus that took the Malchus from the Jewish people, like Paras and Yavan. So either they're taking it directly from the Jewish people, or they're taking it from somebody who took it from the Jewish people. And therefore Yishmael is not in these Malchus, because they didn't fulfill either of the two conditions. The Malchus Yishmael didn't take their Malchus from the Jewish people, and it wasn't built on the Churban of a previous Malchus. So that's what the Maharal says. You can look there in the Ner Mitzvah. So let's now see the pnimius of this Mahalach. We find in Divrei Chachamim that between Yaakov and Esav, there's this relationship of Kishazek comes and Nofil. When he gets up, he falls. When he gets up, he falls. Either us or them. If a person says to you about Jerusalem and Rome, the Gemara says they're both built or they're both destroyed, don't believe them. And if a person says one is built and one is destroyed, believe them. So that's Zek comes and Nofil. And this relationship begins when Rivka goes to seek out God. Shnei goyim bevitnechu shnei leumim me'ayim yiparedu leom me'leom ye'amatz. The leom leom ye'amatz, these two nations, Zek comes and Nofil. But that's only when it comes to Yaakov and Esav. When it comes to Yishmael, we don't find this yachas of kishezek comes and Nofil. And it's not built on the churban of the Jewish people. So from this histaklus pnimis, we can see as follows. Until three Doros, there was still Zoama, there was still this impurity in our forefathers, because Avram Avinu was molded as Yishmael, Yitzchak was molded as Esav, and only Fin Yaakov. And on, the Zoama, this impurity stopped, because the meat of Yaakov was Shlema. So all the whole time that the Kedusha did not reach the Madrega of Psikas Zoama, as long as the Kedusha did not reach the Majorega of Psikas Zohama, Mimela, there's always going to be within the world of Kedusha a place for this Zohama, for this impurity. If that purity hasn't gone away, there's still going to be impurity. And therefore, if you have Kedusha and Tumah together, then there's not going to be a Yachas of Kishazek comes and Ophel. Because we see that Kedusha does not negate the existence of the Zohama. It's only after the Kedusha comes to this point of Psika Zoama that there's no longer this impurity, only then Kedusha and Tuma have this relationship of Zekam Zenofil, either or. Everybody is built on the Churban of their friend. As long as Kedusha hasn't yet reached the Madrega of Psika Zoama, there's no Tarti Disastri between Kedusha and Tuma. Each one is not going to negate the existence of the other. Only when Kedusha reaches Psika Zoama, then it's Tarti Disastri. It's either going to be Kedusha or Tuma, it's going to be life or death. They're going to put the two in the ring, and whoever comes out alive, alive. Whoever not, not. And the Misa of one is going to be life for the other. Zekam Zenofel, Zekam Zenofel. And therefore, only with Yaakov and Esau, we have this Yachas of Lom, Lom Yematz. But not Yishmael and Yitzchak, even though Yishmael also was Misnaged Li Yitzchak, just like Esau was Misnaged Li Yaakov. But there's a difference, because as long as there's no Psika Zoama, Kedusha and Tumah can coexist, so Yishmael and Yitzchak can coexist. But once you have no longer the Psika Zoama, which is what happened in the time of Yaakov, so So the Mela, Kedusha and Tumah can no longer coexist, and therefore if one exists, the other cannot exist. Kishizek comes in Ophel, Kishizek comes in Ophel. So yes, Yishmael is against Yitzchak, but he doesn't negate his existence, and Yitzchak doesn't negate Yishmael's existence. So now we go back to the Maharal, who says that the Machlis of Yishmael is not included in the Arba Malchus, even though the Jewish people were under their rule for many generations, because the Shibud of Yishmael b'Yisrael wasn't begeder Zekom Zenofel. The Shibud of Yishmael b'Yisrael was just a Shibud of Hisnagdus v'Hisgabrus. So we were fighting, we were not at peace with each other, but their Chiyus doesn't come from our Mapala. We could theoretically coexist. And therefore we find that the Yeshua from the Tsar of Paras comes v'derech v'nafoch u'purim. In other words, not only are the Jewish people brought to life, but we are doing that. We get our existence from the Mapala, from the falling of those who are against us, because this Tzara was born from the Hizdavgus of Amalek. And Amalek, the Cheshbon is always Zekom Zenofel, it's Haman. Even before the Brisbane Absarim, that's Haman Esav. Even before the Brisbane Absarim was said in the Torah, we have the Parsh of the Arbas HaMalachim Im Avram, the four kings against Avram. Look in the Ramban there, and also in Chazal, that these four Malachim are also Darshan, they're also allusions to the Arab Malchias that are going to in the future subordinate the Jewish people, subjugate the Jewish people. We have Tidol Melech Goyim, the Ramban says, he was Molech al Amim Shonim. He was Molech on various nations. The Gemara says, Melech Goyim ze Edom shekoseves trunya lumasolam. This is Edom who writes these bad words to the nations of the world. In other words, all the Malchios that precede Edom, their Malchus was only in one place. Tidal had a different type of Malchus, his Malchus, and all the Goyim, their Shekoseves Trunya Lumas HaOlam. So his opposition to the Jewish people is not limited to one place within the boundaries of his kingdom. Rather, his objection is a poisonous spirit that spreads everywhere. And he writes these bad words to the Umos, and he says, hey, let me put the poison in your minds as well to hate the Jewish people. And the Metzius of this Hasata, this subversion, is so great that he's called Melech Goyim. In other words, this Malchus Hasina expands so much that it reaches not only its own, within its own borders, but the borders of other nations as well. And we have to know that this Gullus we're in right now, the fourth Gullus, the Gullus Achi Acharon, but we're in the last part of the last Gullus, we should be Nigal Bakarov. It's sometimes called Gullus Roma, and sometimes called Gullus Edom. Why? Because the Trunya that Edom sends extends from Rome. And therefore, we say Gullus Roma, Gullus Edom, because Rome is the one who sends out the Trunya. They send out the bad words. That used to be the center, the world center. Today maybe it's the United Nations. So they send out their Trunya, their negative words about the Jewish people, their complaints to the other nations. So if we look for the beginning of Edom as a Trunya sending people, we will find that it starts in the time of the king of Paras. Because Megillus Esther is built on the Trunya of Amalek that he sent to Achashverosh. Because in the time of Moshe, in the time that Vim Amalek themselves came to fight against the Jewish people, only by Achashverosh, we find for the first time that Edom is subverting other people. He's a Mesis and Mediach, and he gets the king of Paras to start up with the Jewish people, to Achashverosh. But this Hasata was Mugbal to the Malchus of Paras. But now, it goes out to all the nations. Edom writes, Trunya l'chol ha'amim. There's no Gvul Chotze, it's about a Trunya Shema, nothing stops, and Tidal Melech Goyim. So it emerges then that the Seder of the Malchios is like this. We have Bavel. Bavel doesn't come together with Amalek. And then Paras, who gets together with Amalek. And then Rome, who writes the Trunya l'chol ha'amim. They send out their evil words to all the nations. So now we have a tmiya benogei legalus yavan, because the mahalach of the galus is that the galus gets deeper and deeper from one malchus to the next. So it seemed that galus yavan was lighter, because Paras has Amalek with him, and Yavan, we don't have any Amalek. So anybody who is a maskil dvar emes, if you think about it deeply, with truth, you realize this is a big mistake. Yavan isn't better. Because we have another way of determining how deep the galus is, and that's la'om la'omi amatz, the yachas of zekam zenofel, that exists between the Umma HaMishuabedes and the Umma HaMishabedes, between the subjugated nation and the subjugating nation. So now we can explain the mistake of the Hashkafa that understands Galus Yavan as the Hakola in contrast to the previous Galus, because we said, hey, what's going on? Galus Yavan doesn't have the Hizdavgus of Amalek, there's no Amalek here. But that's a mistake, because we understand what the Maharal said about Galus Yishmael. And therefore we can apply that also to Galus Yavan, because Galus Yavan is Be'ikra Galus HaChachma. Galus Chachma Satare Etzel Yavan. The focus of this Galus is a establishment of a relationship of Ikr and Tofel Be'erke HaSeichel. There's what's primary and there's what's secondary, ancillary. In Chachma Satare it says, V'dibarta Bam She'i Diburcha Bahem Ikr. Your deeper in Torah should be Iker. That should be your primary focus. And then Chachma Yavan, Chachmas Yavan, pressures Chachmas HaTorah. It says, no, the Iker is Chachmas HaChol. Hi, Chachmas HaTorah says about himself, like we have in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Be Malachim Yimlachu, with me kings will rule. Chachmas HaTorah says that she gets Kvod Malchus. And Ein Shnei Malachim Misham Shem B'Keser Echad, you can't have two kings with one crown. When they're fighting about the crown, the Yachaz is going to be, Kishizek comes in awful. So the Golos of Chachmas Torah by Chachma Yavonis is La'om Alom Yamatz, Zek comes in awful. It's either Torah up, Yavan down, Yavan up, Torah down. It's Chachma versus Chachma. There's only one sun in the sky. It can't be two. And there can only be one Iker in the brain. The Iker, the Ikariyut of Chachma Yavanis, is built on the Churban of the Ikariyut of Chachma Yisrael. And the same applies the other way. If you have Chachma Yisrael as the Iker, it's built on the fall of Chachma Yavan. So in Galus Paras, we needed the Tseiruf of Amalek in order to create this relationship of Kishzek Hamzenofel. But in Galus Yavan, that's Etzem Me'atzmiyusa Shel Galuzu, that's the essence of this Galus. And therefore, yeah, it looks like, oh, there's no Amalek with Yavon, so therefore it's a kula. No, mitoch shechomesh achmarta lebatzmiyusa hekalta lebatzerufa, to paraphrase the Gemara. Since you're machmir on it, batzmiyus, it's more serious, essentially, the galus of Yavon, because it's a zekam zenofel galus. Therefore, there's a kula, and it's tzeruf, it's not mitzuruf tamalek. And we return now to the words of our Chachamim, who were kaveh lanu sidron shel malchios. Ema zu bavel, chashecha zu paras, gedola zu yavon. This fear is, this awe is bavel, the darkness is paras, and the gedola is yavon. The chiddush of galas paras, in contrast to galas bavel, is that it's darkness, because darkness is against light, zekam zenofel. That's Paras. The Chiddush of Galus Yavan, Klape Galus Paras, is that the Chashecha is a Chashecha Gedola. Eim a Chashecha Gedola nofel asav. So it's a big Chashecha. In other words, it's not just like Paras that's Mitzuruf Tamalek that creates a situation of Zek comes and Nofel, but it's a Chashecha Gedola. It's Be'etzem a Zek comes and Nofel. Because it's either going to be Chachmas HaTorah or it's going to be Chachmas Yavan. Doesn't need any help from the outside to make a creative relationship of Zekam Zenofel. And that for us is Galus Yavan. So this obviously has very practical implications. Those who think about Torah study versus secular study, I always ask, why 1 year in Israel and 3 years in college? Why not 3 years in Israel and 1 year in college? So kasha I always have. In any event, we should be zocha lulmo du lalame lishma v'lasas. Well, the kaim is called the Reis Hamad Rosh Vihavim, Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetie, and most beloved friend.